Philip, how's it going?
Hey, good. How's everyone?
Well, it feels like every time we talk to you before the first game of the Broncos-Chargers series, we're talking about the slow starts. Why has it been different this year? And how good does it feel, I guess, to not have had that slow start?
Yeah, well, you know, the last year we were 4-1, 4-2, and then we went on a skid. But certainly off to a little better start than 2009 and 10. There's really no magical answer, and at the same time, I don't know how fast it is either. I mean, we're obviously in better position than we've been this point in the year, but we've won three of the first five, but it's week to week. We know what this league is. We know what challenges are ahead, and it doesn't get much bigger than this on Monday night. We got a chance to play for a two-game lead at the bye after six games, and there's still a lot of ball left after this. But obviously, this is a huge game for both teams. And from Denver's standpoint, would get us tied if they won the game. So it's obviously a huge game in the division, and looking forward to it.
Philip, what have you seen from Von Miller in his second year?
Well, really, much of what we saw the second half of his first year, I think. He really had gotten in a rhythm there in the second half of last year and was flying all over the field. And he's really picked up where he's left off. I mean, it's a different defense, but they're using him in a lot of the same ways. And he's an explosive player. He obviously is one of the guys that jumps off the film.
You did you see how New England was running their the tempo of their no huddle last week against the Broncos?
Yeah, unbelievable how many plays they ran, 90 something plays.
What do you think? Can you do that? Can you see maybe that's the next little step that NFL offenses make?
They're obviously the best at it as far as going that fast. Obviously, there's a lot of teams that go no huddle, and I don't know if there's any guy that's ever done no huddle better than Peyton has over a career. So, but that was a little different. You know, they were really going. They were snapping the ball. You know, I mean, Blakelock's barely getting going, and they were going at a fast pace. And I don't know that all of a sudden you can replicate that formula and just that be you. So I don't know if teams will go to that more down the road, but it was certainly a different tape to watch because of the pace and because they're really in one personnel group for most of the game. So it was a little different film to watch.
You've certainly had memorable games against Peyton Manning when he was with Indianapolis in the past. What's your level of respect there, and what impresses you most about him, and how do you feel about him, say, as opposed to Broncos quarterbacks you faced in the past, like Jay Cutler?
Peyton has always been a favorite of mine. I mean, if not my favorite, being all the way back from being a high school player there in North Alabama, and it's when I was in high school, and him, you know, graduating Tennessee, and obviously in the Colts for that long period of time. But obviously, offensively and individually, I got to worry about that Broncos defense and the challenges they present. But it's always special playing against the Peyton Manning led team. Every year's new, every game's new. I get asked all the time about our success against the Colts when he was there, but I mean, every game stands alone. We've had unbelievable games, but this is the Denver Broncos, and this is a division game, and it's a new year. But I think it's just obviously his career's been unbelievable, but also mighty impressive what he did to get himself back to playing. I mean, to back on the field. I mean, he was a year out, and obviously, I know nobody can even begin to understand what work he put in to get back out on the field. And it's always special going against the Peyton Manning-led team, especially growing up as a fan first, and then now as a division rival competitor. So it certainly adds to it. I mean, I got to worry about that Bronco defense, and it's a division game and all that, but certainly that adds to the specialness of the football game.
Philip, how much do you miss Vincent Jackson, and how do you like working with your new weapons, Robert Meacham and Eddie Royal?
Yeah, well, that's kind of a two-sided question, because certainly, with all respect, you got to have the respect for the guys that you played with in the past, and you certainly miss guys like Vincent Jackson and Mike Tolbert and Darren Sproles. I mean, the the list goes on of guys you miss and what great players they were for you and great teammates. But at the same time, it's exciting, the guys that we have. Robert Meacham had caught some big balls for us early in the first few games, but certainly really got going last week against New Orleans. Eddie Royal, who was there in Denver for many years, who we saw returning punts and doing those things against us, he's now on our side, and he's been nothing but great, both on the field and the locker room, and I can go on and on. We added more guys in free agency than we ever have, and they've all been real positives to both our team on the field and in the locker room.
Philip, why do you think you guys have had problems putting games away in the fourth quarter in the past couple of years?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't, you know, you also got to look at what in those games. There's plenty of ways to look at it. I mean, you can look at it too about the things we did to fight to stay in games. And some of those games could have definitely been out of hand. I mean, like Seattle comes to mind. We had two kickoff returns for touchdowns, and we're down 14 there with or 16 there with whatever we were with 7-8 minutes left, and we end up getting in position to have a chance to tie it up, and we come short. So I don't know that there's many where we've had a lead and we haven't kept it. There's not a whole lot of those. Obviously, that happened last week. But we're we were a play away from that being 31-14. And so I don't know that there's a trend there. I know what the statistics show the last 2 years, but I also know that this team didn't play the last 2 years. The team that we have right here has played 5 games together. We have a lot of new guys. I can name a bunch of them on both sides of the ball. And you go in there and ask a handful of those guys about why we hadn't finished games the last 2 years, and they'll say, I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't here. So it's a new team, and we're off to a 3-2 start. We've won our first 2 division games. We have a chance to win our third, and it's going to be tough as all get out to win it. It's going to be a heck of a challenge. And Monday Night Football is really all you could ask for here week 6 in the season.
Philip, what have you seen out of the Broncos' defense on tape that maybe could reveal why they've been so vulnerable on third downs?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that it's. I don't know that it's so much a lack of from their defense perspective. It is just really good execution from the other team's offenses. You look at the offenses they've gone against in New England and Atlanta and Pittsburgh and Houston. I mean, you're talking about some of the top offenses and third down teams in the league. So. I never have gotten real caught up in statistics. They're giving up this, so that means third downs are going to be this, because it's every week stands alone. Every week stands alone, and I look at that Houston tape and see two long balls for touchdowns. If not that, it's a different game. You look in Atlanta, and obviously they fought back. So every game stands alone. We know what we're getting into with this defense. We know what the edge rushers. What problems they present. Champ Bailey's been a staple there for, I don't want to short him any years. What is this, 13, 14, 4, and 15? So right there, and Mays in the middle is flies around. So it's a heck of a group. And we know what these division games are. They're going to be 4-quarter games down to the wire. And it's an early in the year huge division matchup for fighting for first place. Obviously, it'd only be at the 6-game mark, but it certainly is important.
The numbers show, Philip, they used to always say you're a big deep ball thrower. The numbers at least show you're throwing a lot more shorter passes this year. Could you explain, is that because Vincent's gone? Is it because you're trying to be a little more careful after the interceptions last year?
I think it's in some of these games the safeties are about 30 yards deep. Okay. Last week I think our first 3 completions were over 20 yards. So it's week again. It's week to week. If teams are playing a soft cover 2, and that's the last thing I need to do is try to force the ball up the field. If teams give us the opportunity to throw up the field, then we'll throw up the field. I think it's too early in the year to to say there's a trend of anything, you know, just as asking about the question about the Denver's third down defense. It's too early to say about a third down defense or a red zone offense or a deep ball team or ball control team or what are you. I think teams are still growing, and we're going to be better in a couple months than we are right now. Denver's going to be better. Everybody's continuing to get better, and what you want to do is win along the way. And we've now done that three times, and we're going to continue to prepare to do all we can to get number four.
Philip, are you more aware of getting hit now than when you were earlier, meaning you're quicker to get away from trouble or you can sense it a little bit more, and frankly, maybe you just don't want to get hit as bad?
I certainly think you, the more game experience you have, the more you improve on feeling the rush and feeling how long you can hang on to it. But I've always tried to be a guy that hangs on to it till the last second and lets our guys up front. Obviously, you want to protect them and not have them block forever, but continue to hold as long as you can to let your receivers have a chance to get open. And no, so I don't. Anytime I flush or decide to throw it away, it's with all intentions of what's best for our team on that play and to win the game. It's not a matter of worrying about getting hit.
Philip, what did you think of left tackle Jared Gaither toughing it out through that after he got banged up last week?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, a ton has been made of that. You know, gosh, I mean, it happened there the second to last play of the game. There where he was banged up, and you know. The competitor in him said, "Hey, I can find a way to kick out here and get this guy blocked and play these last 25 seconds." So, I mean, look, he's gutting it out. He didn't. It wasn't a selfish move, that's for sure. He was doing all he could, and you know, I know much has been made of that. That play may have ended the game, but that play didn't cost us a game.
You got Eddie politicking for extra targets this week, going against the Broncos.
No, you know, Eddie's been great. I'm sure, like Meacham last week, I'm sure Meach, obviously he wanted to win the game, but I know it was big for him to catch two touchdowns and be down there in a place where he spent the first part of his career. I'm sure much like Eddie, a team he played, and he would love to get going, and I would love to get him going. But I've been so impressed with Eddie and all of our guys, but Eddie's been awesome in the locker room and just how unselfish and how sharp and smart he is about, you know, just – the offense, how quick he picked it up, and how what a good football feel he has, and it's been good to have him on our side.
Philip, do you consider yourself an elite quarterback?
I'm the quarterback for San Diego Chargers. Other than that, I leave that to everybody else to discuss and worry about. I'm trying to help the Chargers win. I've never gotten into what category or where I stand from outside perception. I want to be the best I can for this group here. I hadn't been the best that I can be the past few years, and I'm trying to do all I can to help us win. We haven't won enough games the last few years, and to get ourselves a chance to play into January, and it's a long way from January, but that's what we're trying to get done, and one game at a time.
Was last week the best you've seen Ryan Matthews carry the football this year?
Yeah, I think so. He was fast and really running with great confidence, and he caught the ball well. And you know, for him, he ran one. He had one snap in the preseason, and then he was 6 weeks off and didn't play again until that Atlanta game. So he's kind of right now hitting his regular season stride as far as getting the carries and the work that he would have had in the preseason and kind of getting in a role. So. He looked good and obviously looked good the other night, and he's going to be a big key to us having success this week.
Thanks, Philip.